right, welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today.
Well, let me just say something that you might have thought Wally on coffee was hyper. No, he becomes a hyper hypo.
Yes,
when he is on coffee and also hours away from a vacation.
Let me correct you for a minute. Minutes away from a vacation.
Probably like 4 handfuls of jelly beans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On top of that,
glazed donuts.
That was my birthday.
Sugar-coated bacon.
Ooh. So good. That was my birthday today. And thank you, guys. If you haven't heard it yet, it'll be in the regular podcast. But yes, I had to compete for my presents today. And I got 4 out of 5, which I was pretty happy about. And they're delicious food-related things, too. So I am flying high right about now on caffeine and also the thought of vacation. So again, we won't have Aftercast, at least for sure on Monday, because Betty Rock's out too on Monday. So she gets a 3-day. I got a 4-day. Gavin's saving his days for the end of the year.
Boy, take a breath.
I can't. I am coming down now.
No.
So I'm ready to go. I have vacation coming up, and I'm going to see my daughter. So it's almost working into a weekend plans here, but I'll save it. But I don't have that much to do today after the show because I got ahead yesterday in preparation for today. Because sometimes when you go on vacation, you have to work harder to go on vacation. All the stuff you have to do to get out ahead of it. And you're like, it's almost not even worth it. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And so fortunately for me, like I'm going to be able to scoot really early today. So I'm thankful for that.
Yay.
Good for you. Happy birthday.
And I'm thankful for going to see my daughter. Like that's my big thing. I miss her. It's been way too long.
Like what you said, eight months?
Yeah, that's since wild. I've seen her. Yeah, and so for me, that's way too long, you know. And the cool thing, like the good thing for me as a dad, is that she's like, I just miss you, and you hear it in her voice. You're like, oh my goodness, that's great.
I was texting her the other day.
Oh, for the game thing that you did, yeah.
And we talked about how it's so nice when you're the only child and your dad wants to spoil you rotten.
Yes.
So yes, she misses you.
Absolutely.
Of course, she misses you.
And she missed it. She told me she missed me before I even talked about spoiling her. But I did say, I said, okay, now I'm coming down to see you. Are you ready to be spoiled? She's like, yes! So yeah, I am definitely going to treat her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So vacation dad is always fun. I'm vacation dad. And like, we'll go on vacation. And I watch, you know, money during the year and stuff like that. And I try to be smart with it and everything. But vacation, I have to mentally turn that switch. And I had to create vacation dad, or otherwise I would be watching money on vacation so much that you don't have fun, or you become the guy that's like, you know how much that is? Yeah. I realize I have that tendency to do that. Like our best friends, Greg and Molly, they don't ever worry about like the cost of anything, especially on vacation. Like that's where they do their life. Like it's like vacations are like, this is our getaway and we enjoy it. And they don't worry about it, you know, and they have money, so they're fine. But like for me, so many times I caught myself going, oh, wow, do you know how much that was? You know, that's going to cost a little bit if we do this excursion and talking more about it, that I finally had to watch myself from doing that and just kind of stop, because it kind of is a wet blanket on what they like to do, you know, and stuff. And so I'll just decide whether or not I'm going to do something, or if it's more money than I want to spend, then we'll be okay, we're going to go do this when we vacation together. But then I had to stop commenting on it, because I know I did that with my family too. Like I'd be like, well, yeah, we could do this. Oh yeah, that's fun. Boy, that's expensive, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, so then I created vacation dad, and vacation dad is liked by everybody. So there you go.
He's everybody's best friend.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into some of the stuff we didn't get to here today. Beyond Meat, you know, Beyond Meat, right?
Yes. The not
meat people, yeah, the fake meat people. They actually have had some bad sales. Go figure. You know, people don't want plant-looking, tasting, fake-tasting meat. Weird.
We see through you.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're not fooled. And so they're actually laying off, like, people in their workforce. They lost $97 million, and they're blaming it on inflation, but it's like, well, maybe people just don't want fake meat, you know? And especially when it costs, how much do you think a pound of their fake meat costs compared to, like, ground round?
Oh, man. Because a pound of ground beef usually runs about $6.50 to $8.
What? Regular?
Yeah. What do you think it is? Like at Walmart, if I just go get that little red wrapping of ground beef.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
It's like $4, if that.
Like $6.
No.
Inflation?
I'll go to I'll go to Walmart right after the show, take a picture.
Because I know, because I always buy 1 pound of meat. Like, because that's like all the recipes my wife makes is 1 pound, calls for 1 pound. And it's usually like $4.50, something like that.
I hope I'm wrong.
I go to Kroger. I shop at Kroger.
I'll go to Kroger because I do too.
Yeah. Hmm. Huh,
okay,
that's
so,
weird.
Okay, pound of not meat, Beyond Meat.
$8.35.
Oh, and it's expensive.
Yeah, and they said the national average is half of that on Ground Round. But
that's ridiculous.
Well, the Whoppers. Remember we did the Whoppers? We ate the Impossible Whoppers, and it was more than the regular Whopper, and it doesn't save you that much calorically either.
No, and it tasted solid.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I would never... Yeah, it's like knowing that and knowing the calories are the same, I'm just going to eat my regular meat.
The only reason it tasted the same was because of everything else that was on it. It had all the sauces and the lettuce and the onions, because the other thing was just for texture. You know, like you didn't really taste the meat of it. So it's like, yeah, okay. But I'm curious though, like it's not a real meat product. So is it a real firing? You know, like are they really going to let you go? Because I mean, like everything else about you is fake. Let me see. This was an interesting article that I came across. There was a girl from Texas, and she got pregnant. She was 18 at the time, and she ended up having twins. But she found out she was pregnant, and this was in Texas where they had like a six-week ban on abortion. So this came up, this story came up as a result of Roe versus Wade. And all the articles you read are trying to talk about how horrible it is and how everyone that's pro-life is the worst. And so... I've started reading this article and I'm like, oh, this isn't that. That's really good. So she's talking about how she decided to have the baby, even though her boyfriend wanted, you know, her to have an abortion. And she decided to have it. And she says, you know, her journey to motherhood wasn't what she planned. But even though she has little time for herself, she said she doesn't regret being a mom. And what happened with her was somebody had told her, they said, hey, go to this crisis pregnancy center and talk to them before you do anything. Mm-hmm. She did. And it made sense. And so she decided not to have an abortion. And so I'm like, yay. A good article on this. And then as you read through it, the article spins and it's all about how these crisis pregnancy centers are horrible because they're talking women. The lady who is a community organizer, remember Barack Obama was that and got to the White House, but anyway, said, you know, these places, all they do is they'll say anything to get a woman to not have an abortion. Well, yeah, because they want to provide an alternative and that's what their job is. Just like Planned Parenthood's like, hey, have an abortion, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's the opposite of what you believe. And so, of course, they're going to say that. Absolutely. Yeah. But she's painting them out to be these horrific people. You know, that's what's so funny about this. Like, how can you stand on one side of this thing and be like, they're doing anything they can to keep people from killing a child? They're horrible. Like, wait, listen to yourself.
Right.
Hear yourself for a minute, please. And you're vilifying somebody that actually is like trying to save a life. How do you justify that? Like, I get having your opinion and you don't see it that way, but how do you vilify them? You know, it's right. Like, come on, people, this is ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous. Ultimately, you have to look at what this teen mom said. This mom made the decision. No one can force her either way to do whatever. So she chose, after hearing both sides, she chose this. And she's the one that said, I don't regret it.
And they're twins, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's busy. She's busy. But again, it's other people, you know, helping her, you know, that are in her life that are helping her. Because that's the pro-life part of this. You know, if you're pro-life and you're like, hey, don't have an abortion. All right. Well, works on you now, too, to help people and help those kids. And we need to have good resources. Sources for people that can't because of the law or choose not to, regardless of the law, and you know, kind of putting our money where our mouth is, kind of thing. So anyway, I thought that was kind of an interesting article. And finally, I got one more thing. The man who threatened Dr. Fauci got 3 years in prison. He threatened Dr. Fauci over email and saying horrible things were going to happen to him and his family because he didn't like the masks and he didn't like the vaccines and the mandate. So he was completely on the opposite side. But he thought he was anonymous. So he routed his thing through an email in Switzerland and everything like that. And turns out they found out who he was. Guess what? Nobody is going to out cyber crime the government. Just normal people that live in West Virginia. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you had anonymity. So you really thought you were going to change things by threatening this man's family. I get that you don't agree with his stance on things. There were things I didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. But to go to that level, to threaten a man and his family, you're out of bounds now. You know, now you've just become worse than what you hate. And right. So he did this to other people, other government officials or whatever, and he got 3 years for it, which is crazy.
What's crazy to me is that there are people that, and given that what he did was terrible, yes. There are some people that, because they got caught 20 whatever years later after a murder that they had done,
yeah.
They don't have near as much time.
Oh, I know. That's,
and
it's
yet
insane.
There's someone here who, yes, he did threaten someone's life, but he got 3 years, and there's some people that have done way, way yeah. worse and got barely anything.
You know what really hit me on this one, though, is because Fauci is a public figure, and this is a big thing. You can't threaten public figures, and so we're drawing a hard line on this. And so, okay, great, so you give the guy 3 years for that. But then how many women have men in their lives that are threatening them, emailing them, threatening them, like violent threats against them, sometimes actual physical threats against them, and they can't get anyone to do anything?
That is a very good point.
Yeah, yeah. This guy gets 3 years.
You have to like wait for, I mean, I've, like I said, I'm a huge Dateline fan and I listen to a lot of crime podcasts.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of women that have gone through a situation where they were, there was some man that was harassing them and mm-hmm. the cops have said, well, he's not doing anything.
Right.
Like, unless he actually physically
right.
harms, threatens you, right. then you can do something.
So why is this different than that? You know, it's
that's
like,
a great point.
Why did this guy get 3 years in jail time?
Because there's a lot more eyes on
exactly.
Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, and yeah. because it's political. Because it's like, oh, well, now you're a crazy right-wing guy. And
but
so
also
make
too,
an example out of you.
Sometimes women are blamed for the reason that they are being like stalked or
yeah, that's
whatever.
Crazy.
And it's not their fault, but
no.
for some reason, it's almost like they have to be at your house and have a gun to your head and then, okay, now we can do something.
And even then it's dicey. Like mm-hmm. even that, like that, I feel so bad. I mean, I'm a girl dad. And so I'm so thankful. My daughter hasn't dated a lot. She's dating this guy. We're going to meet him soon, like this weekend. So she hasn't dated a lot. And my fear always was you hook up with that wrong person that is just crazy. Like, I know she was dating this one guy right out of college or her last year in college, and she broke things off with him. And then I remember being concerned, all right, is he, because I didn't know the guy, I'd never met him. And so I'm like, all right, is he that crazy guy that's going to be a problem for her, mm-hmm. you know? And then my head starts going down this whole thing and I'm like, well, I'm going to go to jail, you know?
End result.
Yeah, I mean, anything bad happens to her, this dude is not surviving this, you know? And so I fortunately it didn't go that way because I always jump to conclusions.
You would have been like my dad.
Oh, absolutely.
Danny Ray.
Yeah.
Because I was in a situation.
Yep.
And thankfully, I mean, it was not my fault whatsoever.
Absolutely not.
And the guy was a total creep. But anyways, my dad found out about it, which, I mean, I told my mom and then my mom told my dad. But anyways, my dad, he said some things,
yep.
threatened some yep. things, and police were called.
Oh.
But all that to say, like, you, if that's your baby,
absolutely,
you will protect and do
absolutely.
Whatever you got to do, even if that means the cops
absolutely.
Get involved, that's fine. I'll
yep.
do it.
Yep. Someone's not walking away from this thing unharmed.
What was the funniest part, though, was when everything went down, he called me and he was like, you're going to be proud of me? I didn't say one bad word, but I told him.
Nice.
I told him what I was going to do. And I was like, okay.
I was extremely descriptive, but no foul language.
Just Liam Neeson
yeah.
the heck
yeah,
out of that situation.
I will find you.
That's so good. All right, what do you got, Lady Rock?
Kylie Jenner. So the Jenner clan, the Kardashian clan, whatever you want to call them, they're all these five sisters, and they're looked upon all the time. They're big on social media, big on TV, and I'm part of the problem.
Yes, you are.
I watch their show.
It's amazing.
It's terrible, but I do enjoy it. Anyway, Kylie Jenner, she's the youngest, and she has started this makeup company.
It's like very successful, too.
Very yeah. successful, where it's made her millions of dollars. But they're always being told, probably, you need to post things on social media.
Right.
You need to do these things. So she recently posted some photos of herself working, and I put that in quotation marks, in a makeup lab with the caption, quote, creating new magic for you guys better than ever.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's meant to encourage right. her fans and be like looking forward to something, like getting
right.
them excited. Instead, the problem is when you have so many fans, you also have so many haters.
Yeah.
And so the trolls came out and they started making comments on these photos because Kylie is in a lab coat, but she's not wearing any kind of like face mask or a hairnet or gloves.
Oh, Kylie.
And people are saying that it's unsanitary. Now, given if she was in an actual lab like she claimed she was, then there is need to, there's a certain protocol you need, there's a certain protocol for health reasons
Absolutely.
That you need to follow. But she didn't specify that
right.
in her caption. Now, if she had, she should have said, here I am in my fake lab, you know, making these
she shouldn't have to.
Makeup
she shouldn't
things
have to.
For
it's
you.
Just fun. Nobody in the right mind, in their right mind believes she's actually mixing makeup. Like, she's not. She's a business person and they bring her things in and she goes, yes, do this, do this, do this, do this.
True.
She's not a scientist. I bet she probably barely made it out of a science class.
Pretty much this is just online bullying.
Right.
Like, people just don't like her, so they're just going to point out anything they can.
And that's what's so silly. Okay, she's doing a photo and it's designed to create hype around the product, and of course you put them in a lab coat. It's theater, you know. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. And so people that get so literal and call people on everything, you have nothing going on in your life. That's what you did today. Like, why? Like, we were talking about a situation. I can't really get into it right now because I'm sure there's going to be some legal issues.
What?
But no. We were talking about a situation where somebody reached out and posted something, okay?
Yes.
And they should not have posted this thing. And so to me, though, it was like everybody's got like these opinions. Like, why are you so bent that you're going to spend your time posting about this? Like, just
because,
stop.
Right. But people are looking for... what's that word? They're looking for people to run alongside them and tell them, yeah, you're in the right.
Or validation.
Yeah, they're looking for validation. And so you can get that on social media.
Yeah, like, who has that much time in their life that they've got to call Kylie Jenner on, like, not being with a hairnet in a lab? Like, I don't understand
but
that.
But the thing is, too, if you remember in the past, Kim has been caught. And so has Chloe been caught where they post pictures and you can tell that they've definitely done some morphing with an app to make their bodies look a bit thinner
Still
than they
don't
really
care.
Are.
Like, yeah.
But I get what you're saying. But there are women who the Kardashians claim to be like they set the bar real high on what a woman should look like. But
who
the
says?
Thing is that's not realistic.
Who says they set the bar? You did. You let them set your bar.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they're showing
you're the
that,
problem.
Here's the thing. But they're showing that it's possible. They're making it seem like it's possible. But they have millions of dollars. So they have trainers. They have access to liposuction, all this stuff that normal women don't have. And so they feel targeted or they feel anxious about their body because there's the Kims and the Chloes out there making it seem like it is possible. But then when they get caught with using an app that makes their bodies look thinner, then they're like, see, you're getting paid to make us feel bad. When really, in reality,
no.
You're not doing it either.
They're getting paid to make you feel bad. That's their job. Like, you literally just said that their job is to make you feel bad. That's not, you're making yourself feel bad. And I'm saying you women in general.
Right.
Like, no one, it's just like saying that, oh, you made me angry. No one can make you angry. Same thing. No one can make you feel like less than other than yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I'm just going to remind you of that when you're angry.
So. Oh, sure. I get that. I'm a hypocrite.
All I'm saying is that they paint this picture that they are perfect. And when they're caught in something, people like to point it out.
To which I say, get the app. If you're like, I want to look just like them and they use an app, get the app. Yeah, and make your pictures look
get
like
good in Photoshop.
Small.
That's going to cause just more eating disorders, more anxiety, more depression.
But whose fault is that? Like,
you have to take personal responsibility. But I'm saying that's what a perfect world is. But we do not live in a perfect world.
I think that this is the thing I don't understand. And this is maybe it's a gender thing, or maybe it's a me thing. Like, I don't understand looking at somebody. Like, I don't look at pictures of Brad Pitt and go, oh, wow, like he spends money on a personal trainer and he's doing this. He's making me feel bad about my life. Like, if I wanted to look like him outside of having plastic surgery to have those jawlines, like, I've realized there's nothing I can do about that. And so I don't struggle with body issues, so I don't understand it. I understand. I'm not wired to look like that, and I don't feel anyone expects me to look like that. And if I want to look better, then I'll go to the gym and I'll work out and I'll invest in myself, you know. But I don't feel that pressure, like you say, that men put on you to look that way. And I don't think that it's men as much as women. You guys look at things and you, my wife, there's a Victoria's Secret documentary on Les Wexner and the stuff that went on behind the scenes with that. And so the whole point of this was like, oh yes, they're putting out there the perfect looking woman and no one can aspire to that. And the only people that are saying, you need to aspire to this is people watching it themselves saying, I need to be that, mm-hmm. You know, like no one has said, this is what you have to be. They're just putting, and I'm like, of course you're going to put the best looking models in your product. Like that makes total sense to me. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to sell a phone, I'm going to put that phone in great lighting. I'm going to put it in the best case. I'm going to make it look desirable. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put it in a case that has cellulite all over it, you know, like, to me, I understand that, and I don't begrudge a company for doing that because I understand that. But women somehow get really mad about it, and they're like, you're creating this false image. And, you know, and it's like more companies now are doing more realistic models. Target and stuff like that is doing that. But I've never seen any of those women and went, honey, you have to look like that. I realize it's not possible, you know? It's just not. And so, like, there's no expectation whatsoever. The only expectation that is there is on her that she feels that, if she feels that, not me.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it was. I agree with you that I think women are part of the problem, that we have created this identity that all women should live up to. But the thing is that it's impossible. Like, it's impossible to be a mom, birth multiple children, and then still have no stretch marks.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's impossible. And then there's that self-awareness or that insecurity that if men are seeing other women on TV or ads, that these women have no stretch marks, but they've been photoshopped and stuff. That's what a desirable woman looks like. And then they see you for who you are. There's a little bit of insecurity there, right? Because then you think, I'm not matching up to the women that he sees in movies, on shows. And so I need to do something to make myself more desirable.
Right. I see, that's the thing. And I do understand that, but I don't match up to The Rock, you know? And so I don't go home at night and think, man, she's going to leave me because I don't look this way. Because hopefully, if you have a relationship that's grounded in more than that, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. But if you have if your life has been a series of relationships that are not grounded in something beyond that, then I definitely see how that could mess with you. Or if there's infidelity and someone cheated and stuff like that, like I could totally see where that insecurity comes from.
But I think as different sexes, like women might be insecure about when it comes to their physical image.
Sure.
But you typically, when it comes to like someone who causes a mass shooting, that's a man situation. So what if it's insecurities that are just showing themselves in different ways? Mm-hmm. Like men aren't feeling manly, so they feel like they need to prove themselves by
doing horrible things.
Yeah, getting on the news, because at least they'll be seen for something. Like if you look at kids in junior high or high school, I just watched a whole documentary about women who are in a facility for having eating disorders. And a lot of them were bullied in high school or bullied by their parents and being told, no, you need to eat this, but your brothers can eat this.
Right.
And that will really mess with you. And so they're going through, I mean, down to 85 pounds and they're like 25 years old. Like that's not normal. But I'm saying, like, you carry that hurt with you. And so you have this insecurity of you need to look a certain way. Whereas men might be told when they're kids, like they get bullied on and told that they're a little bitty guy or you throw like a girl or whatever. Right. And so they need to prove themselves by doing something manly, because in video games and movies, that's what real men do. They have guns and they just take up and fight. So maybe I believe we're all insecure to some different level.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it just shows in different ways. Because no woman feels like she needs to get a gun and go around and kill people.
Yeah, because the thing is that you're always striving to get to a place where you ultimately accept yourself, per se. Like it's more about you getting to that point versus, like, I'm trying to get in shape for me to prove to myself, oh, this is what I want to be. Because that's, and it, yes, it's a lot of it stems from my see guys on TikTok. And I'm like, I kind of wouldn't mind being that way, but it's more for me. Like, if it, you know, I think Haley always tells me that she's like, oh, I love you just the way you are.
Right.
But I'd rather be a certain way and then be healthy.
But also, too, I believe that photoshopping is used way more in articles that are aimed towards women.
Oh, for sure.
And so I think there's a lot of women out there that say, stop creating this fake persona or this fake idea of what a perfect woman looks like, because no actual woman can reach up to that.
But if you know it's fake, then what's the point of like, yeah, okay, I know that's fake. I see it for what it is. I don't have to be that. You know, I don't I'm not held to that standard.
Some people don't feel like they just want to take a back seat and ignore it. They want to call it out for what it is.
Okay, well, how do you feel about this? Like, so say you're in a marriage and one person is being healthy and going to the gym and the other person has decided, I'm just not going to do that. And they decide to eat whatever they want to eat. And then they become a different looking person than maybe like where you guys started off. Like, is it okay to have an opinion about that? You know, like, is that okay for somebody in that marriage or that relationship to, you know, not be thrilled with the choices that they're making because it's altered the way that they look? Is that okay? Is that off limits?
Is it the man that's saying this to the woman?
Obviously.
I think it could be either way, though.
It could go either way. But I mean, I'll use... Yeah, because it's like, if it's the woman, then it's fine. But no.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Because I think you could get called out for, let's say you got married, you're happy, and then one of you, like the guy, decides that, oh, ultimately, oh, I'm going to start drinking. And then he develops a drinking issue. The woman, I think, is very liable to call him out on that.
Yeah, I don't like your choices.
If the wife, and I think for either person, if someone develops a overeating habit, I won't even call it an issue, an overeating habit that leads to them putting on an unhealthy, because I think we like probably ignore the fact that yes, like there is unhealthy weight. Like there is a lot of risk that comes with being a certain way. So I think, yeah, I think you have to be able to call them. But if it is about that attractiveness thing, if you're calling them out and saying, hey, you're not as attractive as you used to be, that one I think is more touchy. I think you should be allowed to say
touchy.
Stuff like
it's
that.
It's touchy,
though,
but honestly, like, yeah, I mean, it's touchy, but if you're being honest with somebody, you can still love somebody for who they are. And I married you. I love you. You know, I'll always love you. But you can also, like the drinking thing, not like the choices and what they lead to. Same thing with eating. You can be like, yeah, I mean, you could say, yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's wrong or right to say, yeah, you don't look as good carrying an extra 40 pounds on you as you did carrying 40 pounds lighter. Now, it's not about having an eating disorder or saying you need to be 98 pounds. But like, if I married you at 130 and now you're at 200, you know, it's like that looks different. And I don't know that that's, I don't know that, I mean, you're going to, if a guy says that, you're going to get vilified and crucified.
If you maybe say instead, like you're worried about their health instead, because being like gaining that much weight, there is a chance that it's probably not good for their bodies.
But again, but also can't you just be honest though? Like again, like say you're okay, I'm going to tell you it's about your health, and even though it really isn't, or it's partly that. It's partly that, but you're really saying,
but you're telling a half truth.
Yeah, you don't look the same as you used to look. I don't think that's out of bounds to be able to say that to somebody.
Like because I think that's one thing that I think, because Haley asked me this recently, because she went from like long hair to cutting it and doing like short haircut, where she asked me, do you think that I'm as attractive as I was when we got married?
And you start eating chips.
Yeah, I ran away. I got to go to work, honey. But I said yes, because I like the pixie cut. I think that's a cute look. So I was like, oh, yes. But again, I think that everyone is allowed to have preferences or even like things that they like about
other people. Like my wife cut off all of her long hair, beautiful long curly hair years ago. And she came to me and she asked me, she goes, what do you think? Do you like it? And I panicked. I'm like, your dad'll like it. Like I did not like it at all. You know, and it's like, and I wasn't gonna lie to her. And then she grew, and since then, like, she's cut it short a bunch of times, and I love it. And it doesn't change the way I love her, but you know, it's like if I had a preference. Just like if I have a preference on being rich or being poor, I'll take being rich, you know, if I got a choice in the matter.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like we vilify preference.
Right.
But again, I think at the end of the day, if you're going to have that conversation, if they're going to ask you the question, you have to be able to answer and say it with a kindness and not a, like, you are now
Like, your love can't be conditional. Yeah, exactly. I think that's the differentiating factor. It can't be, if you do this, then I will love you. I think that's where it gets really messed up, and that's where it slides into eating disorders and things like that. But mm-hmm. I don't feel that it's wrong to say, when you're working out and you're, you know, at this weight or whatever, it is more attractive. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't think that's wrong, because let's be honest. Like, carrying a lot of extra weight for some people is not attractive mm-hmm. to other people. Now, there are some people that they like it, but like, it's just not attractive.
But I will point out one more little thing.
Please. We're learning here.
Women and men lose weight differently.
Absolutely.
For sure. So there are times where, like, I've heard so many of my friends say, yeah, my husband and I, we went out starting on a diet, and in 2 days he lost 10 pounds. Yep. And in 2 days I've lost a half a pound.
Exactly.
So I think that's important to keep in mind. Absolutely. As well as if you have kids, it is so easy for men to step away than it is for women. So for instance, I have a lot of friends that do not want food to go to waste. So if they give food to their kid, the kid doesn't want it or kind of eats it, or, you know, there's leftovers, that's what the mom is going to eat. And the dad's going to eat what he wants to.
Right.
So I think you need to keep in mind, if you haven't birthed a child, then the weight issue is a little bit different.
That's fair.
I realize my wife is never going to be the same size that she was when we got married. I realize I am never going to be the same size as when we got married. Mm-hmm. I realize that she is never going to have a flat stomach again because she had a baby. Like, I get all of that, you know? Does it make me love her any less? Absolutely not. But if it was in a place where she was like, I'm just going to not try, I'm gonna eat whatever I want, do whatever I want, weigh as much as I want, then I would have a problem with that. And I think I should be allowed to say, I don't know that that's a good lifestyle choice for you, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think relationships are just different.
Yeah.
You have to have a healthy relationship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, would I ever say that to her? No. I'm scared of her. But all right. We can play it.
No. Or birthdays.
Birthdays. Evan's got them birthdays. We have already gone way longer for my day off.
It's your fault.
That is my fault. Yeah. Darn it.
All righty. We've got Nika. Think of Mary Kay, the cosmetic company. Betty, I dare you to pronounce my name. Well, I'm just Nneka. How do
she
you
has two N's?
Yeah. Two N's, Eka.
Nika.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try.
Nika. She said think of Mary Kay. Nake?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Nake.
Anyways, celebrating a birthday today, teacher assistant for special needs students and adults with moderate to severe disabilities. And on top of that, they have a visual impairment. Also, I'm a caregiver to my mom.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
You've got a lot going on. Happy birthday.
Yes. There you go. Selflessly loving others. I love it.
Katie Mel, she wants to wish very own Wally.
Yes.
Zoe Marie, my dog, and myself a happy birthday on the 7th.
Katie sent me a gift. I haven't opened it yet, though.
My dog, Zoe Marie, shares a birthday with Wally, and she's going to be 5. My birthday is on the 12th. I'll be 34. And Zoe and I want to wish our friend Wally a happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the gift, Katie. I cannot wait to open it up. It's always a very thoughtful and heartfelt gifts.
Melissa wants to wish Wally as well a happy birthday, saying happy early 60th birthday.
No, don't start.
Well done.
Just preparing you so when you are actually 60, you're hilarious, make extremely cute guitars, and fantastic father to Haley. You're a great movie star. Wow, that's too much.
So good,
cute
Melissa. Guitar. Thank you. She
and
gets it.
Then,
she gets me.
It looks like Ryan Seacrest wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Wow. Said, you are my favorite radio DJ.
Funny.
Interesting. And then John, on the 8th, his wife Elizabeth is celebrating a birthday, saying she's amazing, caring, and talented.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
We got a question.
Okay, go.
Have you ever met a local celebrity, like your local news anchor, news reporter, meteorologist, DJ, et cetera? Mm. If so, who and where did you meet them?
Remember, we wanted to meet Jared Plushnick,
the
weather guy?
No, I wanted to meet his cat, Muffin.
Yes.
That's who I wanted to meet.
Yeah, and we never were able to work that out.
No.
And Jerry Barler, the guy that does the traffic driving all around.
Always worried about Jerry.
Yeah, still there. Those are the ones that we would have liked to have met.
I can't remember his name now. Liam State? No. I don't know. Anyway, he does weather for a local news station here. And his son used to be in my daycare class. And so I met him through his son.
Nice.
And then I bumped into him at the airport one time, like years later. And he's taller than me now.
Oh, really? The kid?
Really old.
Yeah.
Because he was so little. Like, he was in diapers when I knew him.
I met Charlie Neese, the old meteorologist for Channel 5. Nice guy. I ended up going to church with him and stuff. Mm. Super nice guy. Mm-hmm. Gavin?
Back in New Mexico, this is the only thing I can think of. The church I went to was like a really, really big church. Not quite mega church level, but big for New Mexico. So that's big. I saw him at like the shoe store I was working at. And in my brain, I was like, oh, that's like the mega church pastor. That's a relatively local celebrity to thousands of people in this city. So for me, I'm like, oh, cool. It's Todd. So that was it, though.
You know who I want to meet? And I could do this easily. I just have to go up there. The guy from Bates Ford in Lebanon, Tennessee.
If we don't eat,
we'll trade for anything that don't eat. I love that guy. And like, I want to buy my next car from him. Come on up to Bates Ford in Lebanon, Tennessee, where we'll trade for anything that don't eat. Yes. Like, that guy is a hero to me.
I kind of want to run into Bart.
Yes, Bart Durham.
I kind of want to run into him.
Be a bit scary.
Yeah, the guy, like, he's a lawyer here in town. He's got to be 100. And he, I don't know a nice way to say this. There just isn't, so I'm just going to say it. He looks like the Grim Reaper.
He could be a Halloween costume.
Yeah, whenever they dress him in black, it terrifies me. And so, yes, I would love to meet him. Yeah. I would love to meet
Bart
Durham.
I'm looking to see if you Google Bart Durham, what pops up, and yep, there's his face.
It will scare you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, somebody put him on as the Bachelor. Somebody photoshopped That's him great. As the Bachelor. Oh my gosh.
So good. Bless. All right. We can plan. All right, I'm going to Florida. We've already kind of covered mine. I'm going to see my daughter and spend some time at Disney, and I'm super stoked. Betty Rock.
Nice.
All right.
I'm done now. I will literally stop this thing if you drag this out.
Friday, today, I have no plans, which is exciting for me. I'll probably go to bed early, get myself some Chick-fil-A, and call it a night. Nice.
Your life.
Love it.
Tomorrow, I'm going to go see my mom and dad.
Oh, on Saturday. Nice.
And then later, a friend of mine, her little girl, is having a ice skating competition. So I'm going to go down there with some friends and cheer her on. Then Sunday is church, and after that, Nick Knack is flying into town, so I may be going to pick her up. I'm not sure.
Nice.
We'll see.
You're a good roommate.
Yep. Good friend.
Gavin?
Probably nothing tonight. Another situation of texted person to hang out and have not heard back.
Aww.
So cool friend. Sorry. Yeah,
But if not, we're going to go see that new Brad Pitt movie, Bullet Train.
Yeah.
Looks like it's just a solid generic action movie.
I saw the trailer when I went to go see that the worst movie of 2022, the Thor. Jurassic.
Oh, Jurassic
World. Yeah, that y'all two led me down the wrong path with. I saw the trailer for it, and both Nick Knack and I were like, it looks like they just threw a bunch of plot lines together and just said, yeah, let's show
that. It looks like something that I could just waste 2 hours on, which is sometimes what you need in a movie.
Yeah. Now, there is a movie that's coming out today. I even put it on my calendar. I'm probably going to watch that tonight. It's on Hulu only, but it's called The Prey.
I want to watch that too.
I'm going to watch it. It looks
Predator prequel.
Yeah. And it looks a little creepy.
It does.
So I'm going to watch it.
Okay. All right. I watched the Predator movies back in the day. Like, I don't like alien stuff.
I don't know anything about the Predator. I don't know anything about that. To me, I like survival movies. And to me, it looks a little Survivor-ish.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try it.
I think that one... I've heard good things about it, but doing that, probably nothing on Saturday, church on Sunday.
There you go. All right. Well, with that.
Wait. I have so much to say.
I'm literally not going to wait.
So back in 1980. Thanks for being a body.